Good morning. This is, today is the first Sunday of Lent. In other words, we have gone through one of the 6 weeks of Lent. The Orthodox Church gives us Lent as a time to focus on virtue, fasting, prayer, repentance, and generally return to God. And each day during this past week, the hymns and readings in the various church services that we had Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday have been saying this. So to encourage us in this race to virtue, today the church presents the marvelous and great accomplishments of the holy men and women of the Old Testament, which St. Paul enumerates in this passage from his letter to the Hebrews. Again, this is to encourage us in our own efforts, great or small, towards the accomplishment of virtue. This first Sunday of Lent is also called the Sunday of Orthodoxy, which commemorates the restoration of the holy icons after they had been banned on and off for about 200 years, around 1,200 years ago. And together with the restoration of the icons, the Church then proclaimed the Orthodox Christian doctrine concerning the incarnation of Christ. Those who had stood firm in the true teaching, even in the face of persecution, torture, and execution, were honored. Those who opposed the true teachings of the Orthodox Christianity were unfortunately placed under anathema. So the enumeration of the Old Testament heroes of faith in God, which is in today's epistle reading, is also meant to bring to mind and to honor the heroes of the Orthodox Christian faith in the current age, throughout the church's history, and even down to our own day. Last year, if you remember, when I spoke on the Sunday of Orthodoxy, I went through and I identified the personalities in the Bible that Paul described in this letter to the Hebrews. And I spoke about why the saints have not yet received their full glory, but are waiting until the general resurrection to get their bodies back and then receive their full reward from God. That was last year. This year, I will focus on another theme, which is presented in the two verses that come right after what we heard in today's lesson from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. So it's not in your book, but it's Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. But it comes right after, if you're reading the epistle, right after that, Paul then says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." So it's that those two verses and that exhortation that I'm going to focus on, and unfortunately you don't have it, you know, in front of you, so listen carefully. So Paul says, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. So what does he mean by cloud of witnesses? Well, cloud is composed of many particles, like a dust cloud, you know. So what he means is a multitude, many. We're surrounded by so many witnesses. And then he says, let us put off every weight. And the Greek word that he used was ongos, which doesn't necessarily mean weight. Okay, another correction, you know, in the translation. But anyway, ongos means a mass, a swelling, an abscess, maybe a tumor. Hence, what he means is every form of pride, arrogance, vanity that puffs up and grows and tries to, you know, take over. So, or if we take it to mean weight, it means every weight and burden of worldly cares. Either way, if we think of it as a mass, the tumor that we don't want there, or a burden, he's saying, let's remove that. Then he says, let's put aside all sin which clings so closely. And here the translators unpacked it in a particular way. The Greek word for clings so closely is one word, efperistatos. If you know Greek, ef means good, or it also means easily, something happening, peristatos, circumstance, position. So what it means in Greek is sin efperistatos, being the adjective, means it easily arises and is experienced by our senses, and our mind easily inclines to it. Or it easily surrounds us, and or it can easily ignite, and or it is easily neutralized, because if we want to, we can easily defeat sin. So I think a word, and this is now my opinion, the word volatile might work well here. It's not a real translation of the word efperistatos, okay? But volatile means liable to change rapidly and unpredictably, especially for the worse, and also easily evaporated at normal temperatures. So what Paul is saying is sin is comes easily, but if we really want to, we can nip it in the bud and easily, you know, avoid it. So that's why it's kind of changeable and volatile. Then he says, having put off all the weight and the tumors of cares and business, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And Paul didn't say, let us box, you know, or let us wrestle, both of which require quite a bit of effort. But he said, that which is easiest of all, let us run as if in a race. And he didn't say, let's run a longer race. He said, let's stay on whatever track we're on. Some folks run the race of the Christian life by means of self-control or celibacy, others by means of charity, and others by means of other virtues. But you, he says to the Hebrew Christians who he's addressing and were being persecuted at times, he says, run this race by means of perseverance and endurance, because you need lots of endurance. As he said earlier in the letter, you have need of endurance so as you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. So that's what is meant by let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Then he says, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Paul calls Jesus the pioneer of our faith because Jesus himself taught everything from beginning to end about faith in himself, and because he is the one who, by the illumination of his divine grace, sows in our souls the seeds of the true faith in him. Paul calls Jesus the perfecter of our faith because Jesus takes our faith and amplifies it and heats it up and raises it to perfection. So to summarize today's lesson, along with the extra verses that I added, Paul describes the accomplishments of faith and the virtuous and marvelous deeds of the holy people in the Bible. This culminates in his exhortation, which is so appropriate also for us who have begun the race of Lent and have reached the milestone of the first week. He says, Paul says, and I paraphrase now, having said this explanation, he sort of says, see how we are surrounded by such a cloud, such a multitude of witnesses, martyrs, righteous men and women, saints, who have demonstrated examples of faith and virtue. So let us, for our part, throw off any arrogance and conceit and self-will and every other form of pride. Let's also throw off any sin which is volatile, readily available, easily committed, but also easily avoided and defeated. And having put off all these encumbrances, let's eagerly run our race, the one that God has set for each one of us. And let's focus our mind's eye on the passion and resurrection of the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how we will finish the race and receive the award and blessing from God.